Hello, everyone. Today we are reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, from verses 16 through 24. But thanks be to God, who put into the heart of Titus the same earnest care I have for you. For he not only accepted our appeal, but being himself very earnest, he is going to you of his own accord. With him we are sending the brother who is famous among all the churches for his preaching the gospel. And not only that, but he has been appointed by the churches to travel with us as we carry out this act of grace that is being ministered by us, for the glory of the Lord himself and to show our goodwill. We take this course so that no one should blame us about this generous gift that is being administered by us, for we aim at what is honorable not only in the Lord's sight, but also in the sight of man. And with them we are sending our brother, whom we have often tested and found earnest in many matters, but who is now more earnest than ever because of his great confidence in you. As for Titus, he is my partner and fellow worker for your benefit. And as for our brothers, they are messengers of the churches, the glory of Christ. So give proof before the churches of your love and of our boasting about you to these men. All right, so this passage is just, you know, about, a lot of it's about Titus here. And why does Paul talk about Titus here? Now, Titus is mentioned throughout this book, but here in particular, Paul brings up Titus because Titus is going to travel to Corinth to visit the churches there. He is going to go there to be a blessing to them. And, you know, Paul points out, like, the care and the love that he has for this church here. He also mentions that going along with him is a brother who is famous among all the churches for his preaching. Scholars have no idea who that is, but he's going with someone. And that's, at least it's there, so I'll just mention it. But to connect this to the passage before and what we've been talking about for the past a couple of devotions is generosity, right? This is Paul exhorting the church in Corinth to be generous, to give, to bless other people, especially in particular other churches that are in real need. And Paul brings all of this up here in our passage today because we learn that Titus, in verses 19 and 20, that he has been appointed to carry out this act of grace that is being ministered by us. And by that, he means this act of grace is the generous gift, as it said in verse 20. The generous gift, which is presumably what the churches in Macedonia and hopefully what Corinth were going to give, had given, or in the case of Corinth, were going to give to bless these other churches that were in need. And the reason Paul brings this up is that Titus, he was going to go bless the church in Corinth, but he was also going to collect whatever offering the church in Corinth had, and he's going to bring that with him to Paul or to join with Paul to bless those people in need. Now, part of what it says here, though, is that Titus was being asked to do this, and it says this in verse 21, he's being asked to do this so that people, like, so that what they were doing would be honorable in the Lord's sight, but also in the sight of man. Now, what does this mean? This means that Titus was part of this like missions effort, this collection effort, in a sense, to show everyone that what was being given and offered from the churches was going to get to the people in need. And that there was no like embezzlement or any kind of funny business going on in between. What Paul wanted everyone to be clear about is that they were doing this right. That if what people give, it's going to get there. And no one's on the take. There's no, nothing bad would be happening. Now, this passage, I'll be honest, is not like the best to get like a devotional, like I love Jesus so much kind of thought here. But I think there's still some important things there. There's a little more, not so much of the heart, but of like just in our heads, like understanding about the way things should be. First is that it's important for the church as an entity to act in integrity, and especially to act in integrity when it comes to money and to finance especially. And now, I imagine most of us don't like think about that much, or maybe some of us maybe we do or do not worry about that. But regardless, those are things that are important, right? To have rules in place, checks and balances, making sure that no one has like too much like authority, or making sure that like, yeah, that we have checks to make sure that nothing bad happens. And those things are important. And that's because we realize that there are a lot of temptations when it comes to money, when it comes to finances. And those are things that we need to be aware of. And of course, you know, we pray that we are sanctified and that God is working on our hearts. But at the same time, we need to be sure we need structures in place, like Paul's putting here, structures in place to make sure that that it's transparent, right? That it's clear that what's happening is happening correctly. Second thing I want to point out is that it's important for us, no matter where we stand in like a church structure or whatever, it's important for us to be people who can be trusted, like Titus here was being trusted. Now, what he says here again in verse 21, this idea of like this aim to be like honorable, not only in the Lord's sight, but also in the sight of man. When he says this, this is something that's really important for us. It's important that God sees our integrity, right? That in the Lord's sight, that we are like acting righteously with integrity and honesty. But it's also important that that's clear in the sight of others as well. Now, this is a little tricky because this is not about the approval of others, the approval of man. We don't live with integrity or righteousness so that other people will like us or approve of us. That's like a path, which we talked about before, that like leads to like heartbreak and death and bondage. But at the same time, this doesn't mean that we just say like, forget everyone and we do whatever we want because Jesus loves us and it's like fine. It's important for us to recognize that our reputation to others matters. It's actually important. It's important. Now, and it's not important for the approval of others, but it's important for our ability to witness to others. And I don't just mean like witness to non-Christians, but just to be like, as to bless one another, to be, have that integrity. It speaks a lot. It's a witness. It's like a reputation that matters. It doesn't mean that you don't listen to a brother or sister who speaks into your life just because you know that there's sin in their lives, right? That's not what we're saying here, but like that person being able to admit they have sin, being able to admit their faults, and they speak into our lives. We're willing to listen because we know there's a reputation there of someone who is living and striving to live for Jesus. This reputation is not about perfection, but it's about integrity, right? Being open, transparent, honest, and striving to live for Jesus in all that we do. And one thing that I think is important for us to ask ourselves, to think about for ourselves today, is can we be trusted? Can we be like Titus? Can others within the church and outside of the church look at us and say, hey, this brother or this sister is someone that we can depend on, that we can trust to act with honesty and integrity? Now, we don't do this for the approval of others again, but we do this for Jesus. We do this so that we can witness to others and show them Christ within us, that our trust and that our hope is not in like the funds or the money, the resources that are like temporary that are before us, but our hope is in Jesus, and in living for Jesus, we live holy, strive to live holy and perfect lives for Him. Let's pray that we can be that kind of witness individually, but also as a church as well. That when people see our church, they'll know that this is a church that acts in integrity, that is transparent, that is striving to be a blessing to others. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you for a very different kind of passage. And Lord, we just pray that you will continue to challenge us to live with integrity, to live with a sense of hope, and that when people see us, they'll see people that they can trust, that they know can be depended on and counted on to be a blessing. Lord, this is a work that we know that there's effort on our part, but ultimately we know that we need your Spirit, we need your power to do this. So help us, God. Bless us, Lord. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.